Today in Hong Kong, the Olympic torch received the sort of welcome that has eluded it in other legs of its journey. An enthusiastic crowd of tens of thousands lined the streets. But as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, the day was not entirely tension-free.
I'm standing among a crowd of people who are waiting for the Olympic torch to go by, and many of them are wearing red to show their patriotism. They're waving enormous Chinese flags. There's even a guy who I can see right here who's up a tree right beside me. This is the torch relay exactly as the Chinese government envisaged it.
We are very excited. We have been looking forward to it for a long time, and I've been waiting for till now 2 hours. Oh, the torch is coming!
That was Liu Yunduan, who'd asked for half a day off work to cheer the torch. Near her was Chan Manhua, who'd brought along his 7-year-old granddaughter on what he sees as a historic day.
Because I'm Chinese and I'm from a country, and I feel proud about our country.
Shouts of Go China Go ring out. Some, like businessman David Ko, believe that the mood has been changing since Hong Kong returned to Chinese rule in 1997. People have been rallying behind the government in Beijing and its Olympics, especially after pro-Tibet protests dogged the torch relay elsewhere.
I must say that there's certain patriotism there, the kind of feeling suppressed for the last 100 years.
And a tiny group of activists shouting for human rights on one street corner shows the downside of that patriotism. When some of them, including Hong Kong's best-known pro-democracy leaders, try to hold an alternative torch relay, the reaction is hostile. Politician Martin Lee is shocked.
These guys are swearing. Very bad language.
In fact, police say 8 activists actually had to be rescued for their own safety after being heckled and jostled by the crowds. Legislator Lee Chuck-yen is worried this lack of tolerance for dissenting opinions is a dangerous trend.
That's exactly the problem. You know, in Hong Kong, in China, there are no room for critics now. This is a very sad development.
But one high-profile critic was taking her campaign to the press, rather than onto the streets. Over the last couple of days, the authorities had refused to allow several activists to enter the city. But actress Mia Farrow was in town, hoping to get China to put pressure on Sudan to end human rights abuses in Darfur.
China is underwriting the atrocities in Darfur. We look to China, as China has a unique relationship with Sudan, and therefore a unique point of leverage with Sudan. So it's really, please, China, you know, use that leverage to end the suffering of the people in Darfur.
But for many Hong Kong people, such concerns were far from their minds. It was a day of pride, a day of celebration, and many were determined no one should spoil their party, whatever the cost. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Hong Kong.